Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Kennedy. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weigel for a passed ball. Tucker moves to third. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Doby moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. There goes Kennedy trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Baker, who relays the ball to Weigel, who tags Kennedy, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin strikes out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-1 in the game. Weigel hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kennedy trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Baker who relays the ball to Weigel who tags Kennedy who's trying to score from second, for the out. Doby moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Tresh pinch hits for Orville Grove. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Bradley now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 2 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Hegan. Kennedy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Tucker moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker scores. Doby moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling juggles the ball. That's an error on Appling. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Fred Bradley. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Baker moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Steve Gromek now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-3 in the game. Weigel takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Pearson now pitching. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dobie hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner strikes out. There goes Gordon. The throw from Weigel to second, and Gordon is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Ike Pearson. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.